takeaway.org. So within the hour, we learned that the GDP, the most complete measure of economic performance in the U.S. economy, possibly shrank at an annual rate of 3.8% in the fourth quarter of 2008. Now, the market responded positively because it wasn't as bad as investors predicted. But as the numbers got digested over and over, we've been bouncing around on Wall Street in advance of trading. The contraction was significantly better than many economists had expected. But listen, it's a shrinking at the fastest pace in 26 years for the quarter. Joining us now is John Authors, investment editor for the Financial Times. He joins us here from New York. John, thanks for being part of the program. And, you know, 3.8% decline, an awful number in any climate, but it still is relatively positive based on what people were thinking.
Well, people were expecting 5.5%, which would have been truly terrible. And because we'd had so many very negative numbers in the last few days, I think people in their, traders in their heart of hearts thought that it might have been worse than that still. However, I mean, that's why you saw markets bounce a bit when the announcement came out, because it really was terrible, though the number was. It was actually a very positive surprise.
Right.
The problem is that people are now beginning to look more closely at the numbers. I mean, it's a huge economic release, obviously, and it's becoming obvious that in many ways the reason we didn't get a bigger slowdown in the last quarter is simply because companies couldn't cut fast enough. So we actually had a considerable growth in unsold inventories, and that would then imply that as they couldn't production quickly enough, that would explain why we're now getting all these rather scary news of layoffs so far in the last few weeks. And then again, there are some really ugly numbers once you start beginning to look down it. So expenditure on equipment and software, which is sort of fairly good measure of how the basics of how big a company expects itself to be, went down 27.8%.
Yeah, it seems that the NASDAQ particularly is digesting that number, because the NASDAQ popped the most on the futures and then went all the way in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. And there you're talking about investments that, would have a multiplier effect over many quarters. And that kind of a decline means business is going to fall off the cliff in the next quarter in certain sectors. Which ones?
Any sector that actually provided the inventory buildup is a problem primarily for the manufacturing sectors that make stuff, and it could be a problem for high tech, which people have begun to talk about as the kind of sector that that was relatively recession resistant. But obviously, the fewer people that are actually working, the more layoffs you get, the fewer computer terminals that are being used. So in terms of what's particularly ugly from this data, those are the sectors that you would feel most uncomfortable about. So it's not surprising if the NASDAQ's hurting more than others at the moment.
But it's probably misleading to simply look at the effect on computer software makers, et cetera, of that 25% decline, because really it's the psychological dimension that maybe is the most powerful, in that businesses are basically saying, we're shutting whole divisions down.
And we're not doing so fast enough.
Right.
Because we've still got inventory piling up. Yes, exactly. One of the snap reports I saw of this suggested that in many ways they borrowed from the quarter that we're now in. In effect, that we may have had less of a terrible outcome in the fourth quarter than we were expecting, but that will be directly transferred to the first quarter of this year.
Huh. How is the U.S. economy doing based on similar reports of economic output, say, in the Eurozone or in the U.K. or over in East Asia?
Well, it varies according primarily to how dependent on exports you are and how dependent you are on financial services. So countries like my home country, Britain, which is particularly dependent on financial services, seems to be, if anything, in even worse shape than the States. Countries that are particularly dependent on exports, perhaps the best example would be South Korea, are again probably in even worse shape. They make a lot of their money by providing components to China to assemble. And you are also seeing a very sharp slowdown in Europe, which had taken, perhaps more importantly, had taken politicians by surprise there. They hadn't expected things to get this bad this quickly. There are slight variations. Broadly speaking, this is in the modern era since the war, this is the most truly global recession there has been.
Wow. Well, John, can I put you on the spot for 2 seconds?
You can put me on the spot.
We've been trying to name this bad bank that the feds are claiming they're going to possibly set up for toxic assets. Got a name for it?
Not one that you would want to broadcast.
I think we.
I have seen traders coming up with a rhyme for Citicorp.
Okay, that we
or
can't broadcast.
Bank that might work quite well, but I don't think I'm going to tell you. Explain that for you on the
But we can't broadcast, yes, because this is a family show. John Authors, investment editor for the Financial Times. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Femi Okay has the headlines.
Hi there. John would probably get the rhyming slang of the banker's bank as well. 28 minutes past the hour.